can see certain topics or narratives emerging in different places. So the idea that the LGBT riots are kind of neocolonialism or kind of outside or Western imposition is used in many countries. So you can see that, for example, coming from the Russian Duma when the argument is that we're, you know, that just trying to justify an invasion of Ukraine by saying that the state is protecting it from Western decadence. And then there's a lot of talk about gay pride parades or trans people in kind of war rhetoric, which sounds bizarre almost, but is used in this way. We see that in some global South countries when there too you can see this idea that LGBT rights are painted as a kind of Western or colonial imposition. The irony there, of course, being that colonialism actually diffused anti-sodomy laws around much of the world, which was actually introducing homophobia that erased the queer local cultures, or at least made them much more invisible. So this is these are the ways some of these strategies develop, and it's easy to develop them in these movements because there are these networks that bring a lot of these thinkers together where these arguments are proliferated, where they're connected to these kind of threat tropes that we talked about earlier.